Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray before we study today's lesson.
在今天我们开始研究之前，我们要祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们今天很快乐，再有这样的机会，同你研究你的道理，求主的灵帮助我们，不但是可以明白，求主使每位听众愿意接受主的恩典。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Now let us turn together to the lesson for today, lesson 87.
现在我们一同翻到第八十七课，就是今天所要研究的。
Lesson 87. The subject of Lesson 87 is By Grace Are Ye Saved.
第八十七课的题目是你们得救是本乎恩。
Man is saved by grace.
人得救是靠着上帝的恩典。
This is the positive testimony of Scripture.
这是圣经肯定的见证。
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And that not of yourselves.
这并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God.
乃是上帝所赐的。
Ephesians 2:8.
以弗所书二章八节。
Grace is divine love in action.
恩典乃是上帝的爱的表现。
It is saving power.
这是一种拯救的能力。
Man does not earn saving grace.
世人不能够赚得救恩。
It is a gift of God.
它乃是上帝的恩赐。
E.G. White has said,
怀艾伦曾经说过,
Grace is unmerited favor.
恩典乃是无功受禄。
The angels who knew nothing of sin,
那些不知道罪恶的天使,
do not understand what it is to have grace exercised toward them.
他们就不明白恩典施用在身上是怎么样一回事。
But our sinfulness,
但是我们的这种有罪的状况,
calls for the exercise of grace.
是需要怜悯的上帝施恩。
Grace from a merciful God.
从这位有怜悯的上帝而来的恩典。
It was grace that sent our Savior to seek us as wanderers.
差遣我们的救主来寻找我们这些迷途的人，就是恩典。
And bring us back to the fold.
将我们带回到他的羊圈里头。
This is taken from Selected Messages, Volume 1, pages 331,
332. 这是从这个信息选粹这本书里头，卷一，原文第331、332面。
Again, the same author writes,
这同一位作者还这样写着说,
Grace is an attribute of God.
恩典是属于上帝。
An attribute of God exercised toward undeserving human beings.
恩典是一种上帝的圣德，它是适用在不配受的人的身上。
We did not ask for it.
我们并没有去找恩典。
We did not seek for it, but it was sent in search of us.
乃是上帝差遣用着恩典来寻找我们。
God rejoices to bestow His grace upon us.
上帝乐意把他的恩典赐给我们。
Not because we are worthy.
并不是因为我们配受恩典。
But because we are so utterly unworthy.
却是因为我们是极其不配。
Our only claim to his mercy is our great need.
我们要得他的恩典，唯一的理由就是我们的大需要。
That is taken from Ministry of Healing, page 161.
这是从服务真权第151面来的。
Grace is impartial.
恩典是没有偏袒的。
In Titus 2:11 we read,
在提多书二章十一节里头说，
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation,
因为上帝救众人的恩典，
hath appeared to all men,
已经显露出来。
No man has a priority on God's grace,
没有人在上帝的恩典上有优先权。
It is freely offered to all men,
它是免费的赐给所有的世人的。
Regardless of station,
不分他们的地位，
race,
人种，
or color,
和皮肤的颜色。
The sinner needs grace in every phase of his experience.
罪人在他的经验的每一方面都需要恩典。
It is saving grace which delivers him from eternal destruction.
把他从永远的毁灭中拯救出来的，也就是救赎之恩。
It is pardoning grace which takes away the guilt of his sin.
除去他的罪行的，就是赦罪之恩。
And makes him justified before a holy God.
这种恩典能够使他在圣洁的上帝面前称义。
It is enabling grace which is daily bestowed to keep him from sin.
每天赐给力量保守他不至于犯罪的，乃是施能之恩。
I have heard some people say that the Old Testament period was a dispensation of law.
我曾经听见一些人说，旧约时代乃是律法时代。
While the New Testament period is a dispensation of grace.
而新约时代则是恩典的时代。
The Bible makes no such division.
圣经并没有做这样的分别。
People of one age are not saved differently from those of another age.
一个时代的人的得救不能和其他的时代的人有什么分别。
If grace were not extended to those in Old Testament times,
如果没有赐下恩典给旧约时代的人，
then none of them could be saved.
那么他们里头就没有人能够得救了。
For the Bible says, by grace are ye saved.
因为圣经说你们得救是本乎恩。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面来说，
if those under grace are at liberty to break God's law,
如果在恩典之下的人能够自由地干犯上帝的律法，
then they are continuing in sin.
那么他们就是继续地在罪恶之中。
Since sin is the transgression of the law.
因为凡犯罪的就是违背律法。
Jesus did not come to save men in their sins.
耶稣并不是耶稣救人并不是让他们就留在罪恶之中。
But to save men from their sins.
乃是救他们脱离罪恶。
The Bible says,
圣经说，
But where sin abounded,
只是罪在哪里显多，
Grace did much more abound.
恩典就更显多了。
Romans 5:20.
罗马书五章二十节。
Sin certainly abounded in Old Testament times.
在旧约的时代罪恶的确是很多。
Therefore grace was indeed present.
所以恩典也实在是在那里。
Solomon says,
所罗门说，
He, God, giveth grace unto the lowly.
他上帝赐恩给谦卑的人。
Proverbs 3:34.
箴言三章三十四节。
We know that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
我们知道挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩。
Genesis 6:8.
创世纪六章八节。
Moses reminded God that he had said, I know thee by name.
摩西曾经提醒上帝，他曾说，我按你的名认识你。
And thou hast also found grace in my sight.
你在我的眼前也蒙了恩。
Exodus 33:12.
出埃及记33:12.
So we see that both law and grace existed in Old Testament times as well as in New Testament times.
所以我们可以看得出来，在旧约时代，律法和恩典都是存在的，正好像在新约时代是一样的。
Some people may regard themselves as too sinful to come within the bounds of God's grace.
有的人可能认为他们的罪太重了，以致不能够在上帝的恩典的范围之内。
They may have felt that they have sinned away their day of grace.
他们可能感觉到他们犯罪已经耗费完了他们蒙恩的日子。
They may be tempted to feel that certain sins are too great for God to pardon.
他们可能被试探而感觉到某种罪是极大，以至于上帝不会饶恕他们。
Away with such thoughts.
你让除去这样的思想。
Abundant grace has been provided for every believing soul.
丰富的恩典已经为每一个相信的人准备好了。
The Apostle Paul bears testimony to this fact.
使徒保罗为这件事情而做见证。
In the assurance which was given to him.
他得到这样的保证。
The Lord said to Paul,
主对保罗说,
My grace is sufficient for thee.
我的恩典够你用。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
2 Corinthians 12:9.
哥林多后书12:9.
Many criminals have repented of their crimes after they have become apprehended and imprisoned.
很多罪犯在他们被捕下监之后悔改了他们的罪行。
Some have later been pardoned.
有些人呢后来就是蒙了赦免。
Others have had to pay the penalty of transgression in full.
而有些人呢，则付上了全部违法的代价。
In some countries,
在有些个国家里头，
only the governor is qualified to pardon criminals who are condemned to death.
只有州长才有权柄赦免死囚。
It is entirely up to him whom he will pardon.
他要赦免谁是完全在乎他。
It is also possible that men in high office can get the governor's ear and speak in some criminal's behalf.
同时有些个有高位的人，他们可能使州长听他们的话，他们为这些犯罪的人求情，使他们得释放。
Yes, resulting in the person's release.
结果呢，就会使这个囚犯得到释放。
How wonderful it is that all of us have an equal chance for pardon before God.
但是我们在上帝面前有同样的蒙赦免的机会，这是多么好。
The only one who can pardon us.
唯一能够赦免我们的那一位就是上帝。
How wonderful that our contrition can touch the heart of a merciful God.
我们的痛悔能够感动满有怜悯的上帝的心，这是多么奇妙的事。
Then let the wicked forsake his way.
但愿恶人离弃自己的道路。
And the unrighteous man his thoughts.
无义的人除掉自己的意念。
And let him return unto the Lord.
归向耶和华。
And he will have mercy upon him.
耶和华就必怜恤他。
And to our God.
当归向我们的上帝。
For he will abundantly pardon.
因为上帝必广行赦免。
Isaiah 55:7.
以赛亚55:7.
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace.
奇妙无限无比的恩典。
Freely bestowed on all who believe.
凡相信的可以白白的得赏赐。
You that are longing to see his face,
你若渴望朝见他的圣颜，
Will you this moment his grace receive?
现在不接受他的洪恩，更待何时？
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 87.
我们来看第87课的生字。
Number one,
第一个
unmerited,
无功而得的。
Unmerited. Two, priority,
优先。
Priority. Three, phase,
方面。
Phase. Four, enabling,
赐予能力使你能做这件事情。
Enabling. Five, bestowed,
赐予。
Bestowed. Six, dispensation,
时代。
Dispensation. Seven,Contrition,
痛悔。
Contrition. Eight, matchless,
无比的。
Matchless. All right, let's read the lesson over in English.
把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 87, By grace are ye saved.
第八十七课，你们得救是本乎恩。
Man is saved by God's grace. This is the positive testimony of Scripture. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Grace is divine love in action. It is saving power.Man does not earn saving grace. It is the gift or a gift of God. E.G. White has said, Grace is unmerited favor. The angels, who know nothing of sin, do not understand what it is to have grace exercised toward them.But our sinfulness calls for the exercise of grace from a merciful God. It was grace that sent our Savior to seek us as wanderers and bring us back to the fold. Selected Messages, Volume 1, pages 331 and 332. Again, the same author writes,Grace is an attribute of God exercised toward undeserving human beings. We did not seek for it, but it was sent in search of us. God rejoices to bestow his grace upon us, not because we are worthy, but because we are so utterly unworthy. Our only claim to his mercy...is our great need. Ministry of Healing, page 161. Grace is impartial. In Titus 2:11 we read, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. No man has a priority on God's grace.It is freely offered to all men, regardless of station, race, or color. The sinner needs grace in every phase of his experience. It is saving grace which delivers him from eternal destruction. It is pardoning grace which takes away the guilt of his sin and makes him justified.Before a holy God. It is enabling grace, which is daily bestowed to keep him from sin. I have heard some people say that the Old Testament period was a dispensation of law, while the New Testament period is a dispensation of grace. The Bible makes no such division. People of one age are not saved differently from those of another age. If grace were not extended to those in Old Testament times, then none of them could be saved. For the Bible says, "By grace are ye saved." On the other hand, if those under grace are at liberty to break God's law, then they are continuing in sin, since sin is the transgression of the law. Jesus did not come to save men in their sins, but to save men from their sins. The Bible says, "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." Romans 5:20. Sin certainly abounded in Old Testament times. Therefore, grace was indeed present. Solomon says, "He, God, giveth grace unto the lowly." Proverbs 3:34. We know that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:8. Moses reminded God that he had said, "I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." Exodus 33:12. So we see that both law and grace existed in Old Testament times, as well as in New Testament times. Some people may regard themselves as too sinful to come within the bounds of God's grace. They may have felt that they have sinned away their day of grace. They may be tempted to feel that certain sins are too great for God to pardon. Away with such thoughts. Abundant grace has been provided for every believing soul. The Apostle Paul bears testimony to this fact in the assurance which was given to him. The Lord said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Many criminals have repented of their crimes after they have become apprehended and imprisoned. Some have later been pardoned. Others have had to pay the penalty of transgression in full. In some countries, only the governor is qualified to pardon criminals who are condemned to death. It is entirely up to him whom he will pardon. It is also possible that men in high office can get the governor's ear and speak in some criminal's behalf, resulting in the person's release. How wonderful it is that all of us have an equal chance for pardon before God, the only one who can pardon us. How wonderful that our contrition can touch the heart of a merciful God. Then, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:7. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Dear friend, I hope you will answer this question in the affirmative and say, "Yes, I will."
亲爱的朋友，我希望你用一种肯定的语气来回答这个问题，说我愿意。
How undeserving we are of God's abounding grace.
我们对于上帝丰富的恩典实在是不配得的。
But how thankful we are that His grace is sufficient for us.
但是我们因为他的恩典是够我们用的，所以我们的心里面充满了感谢。
Go to him, dear friend, in prayer.
亲爱的朋友，您应当用祷告到上帝的面前。
Ask for his forgiveness.
祈求他的赦免。
And promise to follow in the way of light and truth.
要应许走在这个光明和真理的路上。
And he will cover your sins with his matchless grace.
他会用他无比的恩典来遮盖你的罪恶。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。